Excellent, Chef Fede, who's what's going on? It's your boy, Emile, on YouTube, and welcome back to Malome's
Life. Disappointment will always be disappointing. And whether you're dealing with it or not, you will feel it.
Excellent, Chef Fede, who's what's going on? It's your favorite YouTuber, your favorite podcaster, favorite digital entrepreneur, Malome YouTube, Tata Rampedi, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Malome's Mic. If you guys don't know Malome's Mic, it's a podcast which started off between three gentlemen putting you in the lives of young men. The main intention of this podcast has always been to empower the youth, and this is a brand new season. I decided to start off a season with Kamo because in the previous season, an episode with her, also I'm always in Cape Town, first of all, but in the previous season, an episode with her, people felt like they didn't get a chance to really hear her out because I kept cutting her. So this is my sorry to you guys, it's my sorry to her. But we've got Kamo Hella Laka in the building. It's very exciting. How are you doing, Kamo?
Hi, guys.
How you good?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I've been here, in Cape Town with you, bro.
You have?
Yeah.
And I'm greeting you like I did not see you the whole day.
Guys, you know, 5 minutes ago, bro, we were literally setting up this table that we are using for the gear, as well as these chairs that we're sitting on.
Yeah, I kind of kidnapped him to escort me to buy these things. And then kind of also kidnapped him to assemble them with me.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I would have struggled if he wasn't here. So thank you.
Yeah, no, you're welcome, Chip. Even with me, like, if I had to assemble this table with these chairs by myself, it was not going to work, bro.
Yeah, it was very tricky. It needed two minds to come together.
And mind you, we've got very powerful minds, but we still struggled. Mm. But today's conversation is about boundaries. It's a conversation which was decided by Kamo, which is really cool and exciting. I said, let me bring her to say sorry to you guys, sorry to her. And you know what? She could even choose the topic for season three. But before we get into that, guys, I want to tell you guys how we're revamping Malome's Mic. Season three is not going to be like this. It's going to be like this sometimes, but we're going to have a lot of guests. And the main purpose of the podcast right now is to empower the youth, as we've been doing. But we want to be more intentional in what we're doing, right? I wrote this when I think I was working by the promenade the one day. Then I wrote this, and it's basically, it says, revamp Malome's Mic. And I just started typing. So I'm going to read it to you guys. I wrote it in like a couple seconds, so just know that it's still genuine, you know? I just wanted to basically put you guys in my feels when I was just walking and thinking about my podcast. Yeah. So it says, growing up, I never had an identity. That was my biggest problem. Even in my early 20s while studying engineering, that was my biggest frustration. I never knew what I wanted to be, and I'm still struggling due to lack of information. So I've decided to change Malome's Mic from a podcast that was entertaining, relatable, and putting you in the minds of young men into a podcast that empowers the youth. My role for the next few months is to educate and bring you into the lives of multiple careers, to speak about current affairs, and to empower you. I hope you guys can walk on this journey with me and you're prepared for interviews that challenge young professionals, that challenge industry leaders, and that most importantly, educate my audience. Welcome to Malome's Mic, Season 3.
Boop, 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 boop.
Let's do that. You get me? I'm still in these buttons. But yeah, it's Kamo chose the topic today. So I think I'm going to let her, you know, lead this podcast today because she chose the topic. We're going to be talking about boundaries within multiple, you know, times in our lives, multiple like places in our lives. So boundaries within friendships, boundaries within relationships with your parents, boundaries within, you know, relationships with your significant other, like your partner, boundaries in terms of whose opinions you value when it's time to make a like big career choice, when it's time to make a big school choice. Those are the type of things. I don't know, anything else we're going to be speaking about on that?
I think we'll just see as we go as well. Yeah. Like, you know, some things just pop up because of like something else that someone says. So we'll really just see.
Yeah.
I think to start it all off,
we still have the traditions. Remember, we need to read the previous comments. My bad.
Sorry.
We need to read the previous comments. I'm not cutting her off. I just want to do the tradition. I'm already doing it, aren't I?
I wouldn't say it was that.
Yeah, no, I just want to read. Yeah, no, there's tradition.
There's stuff to do.
Yeah. Mm. So the top comment from the previous podcast with Kamo, from Helen Joel, says, this season has been great for me and my family. I've been able to build a big income stream. That is definitely not about Malome's Mic. That's one of those scams. I was like, wow, you learned how to make money from us.
But, come on, how long they're talking about. Bro, he has a Forex account you can follow or something.
Yeah, bro. So Uncle Lick says, Tata, you gotta let your guests finish their thoughts or points. Gamma has so much to say, but she kept jumping in. I guess you have to moderate and look at time. And then they replied to the comments and said, just to expand, he did that at the beginning of the video, but he let her express herself even more as the video progressed.
That is true.
So kudos. Malume, you're a little dismissive, hoping to hear from her again. Here she is. That was offensive. Someone said to come. Did you call offensive? Fifi?
I don't know. Well, because there's a F there and a E. So I thought.
Fifi.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do your thing. Rufilwe, positive comment says, I have to come back and rewatch this one. I've been meaning to start a business, but I've been very lazy. I'm holding back because of feeling afraid, but I think I'm ready now. Thanks to Tato and Tato Kazi, which I think is they're referring to Gamo. Yeah, man. So before we get into the episode, one last tradition. I'm so sorry. How have you been? What have you been doing for the past couple of weeks? Catch us up. How's life since we last spoke to you here on Malume's Mic?
I had to quickly replay everything. By the way, nothing came to mind. Nothing. So, no, I think the memories I have are from yesterday and I think a day before. But I've been fine. I've been okay. I've been good. Yeah.
Up to the same. Still doing, you know, the school thing.
Yeah, still
tutoring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, still literally nothing exchanged except this table. So, I think.
Since the last time?
Yeah.
That's not true. Come on, guys. Kamo's making bank now, man. When you guys see Kamo, you must say, buy me a shot. Kamo's getting a lot of brand deals, which is beautiful. I'm an advocate of brand deals and making money on the podcast. So she's making money on the podcast, which is beautiful, which is why you're seeing the table that you're seeing today, because she's been really pouring into her career. So
also because other people have been pouring into my career. Like, he helped me.
I helped a little bit. I mean, she's doing the work, but I was just like, hey, you know, there's this content creator that I think is cool, which you should check out, because I believe in just plugging all of my friends that show love and care.
Yeah, and a lot of people have been spoken about how Tato is the reason they're making money on this platform. So
yeah, yeah, shout out to those people.
So it's nothing new for him to lend a helping hand. It's just who he is. So shout out to you and thank you.
No problem. You're welcome. Actually, comment down below. I've been meaning to start consulting with young people that want to be in the content space, want to be YouTubers, want to make money from the platform. It's like 30-minute consultations. They're going to range from like 700 to 1,000 rand, depending on like, you know, what we're going into detail. So if you guys want to see those, if you'd like to be a part of those, comment down below. Probably start off, I don't really care about money like that when it comes to giving people information. So I'm sure I'll probably keep it very cheap at like 700 or 750. So comment down below if you'd be keen for something like that. Basically, social media counseling. First 10 minutes, you speak to me about you. Next 10 minutes, we do a deep dive. I give you a whole bunch of advice. Last 10 minutes, I give you what to do for the next couple of weeks, give you some guides, some PDFs. So let me know if you want to jump into that. Coming very soon, if you guys want it. Otherwise, I'm just going to keep doing this because it's also a lot of fun.
Yeah, so maybe comment consulting if you are keen.
That's easy.
And you're about, then we'll see how many consulting is, well, the word consulting is in the comments.
Yeah, and I can probably give away like the first two consultations for free.
Okay, so I guess you guys know now that there's a competition running.
Yeah,
so make sure you comment. Yeah,
then let me know if you want to win the free consultation. Let me know why.
Yeah,
we'll open to email. Yeah, we'll do something. That could be cool. Mm. That could be cool. What else have you been up to, man?
That's all. I think you tell us about us. How have you been? Why are you in Cape Town?
Yeah, bro. I'm really like, dog, I won't lie. Like, I think I should just move to Cape Town, bro, at this point. I think I've been in Cape Town more over the last past 6 weeks than I've been in Joburg.
Yeah.
Confirm?
I can confirm that.
I've been here for quite some time. I don't see myself leaving anytime soon. I've got so many friends that stay here, so I can stay at my friends' places. I can get an Airbnb if I need my own personal space. I've got like a family member that stays here, which is really nice and easy. So that's free food. That's free accommodation. Most of the time, I'm staying with like one of my bros, Mickey, from growing up. Or I'm literally booking Airbnb for some space. And yeah, man, it's been amazing. I think it's a blessing to be able to work from anywhere. And that's one thing that I really appreciate, and I think it's very soft. I praise the Lord for putting me in that position, bro.
Yeah.
Like, to be able to just work from anywhere. Because I can... Bro, I could move next week if I wanted to move next week.
That's true.
If you guys subscribe to my memberships. But yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good. My relationship's going good. My friendships are good. My boys are excelling in what they're doing, which is beautiful. All the boys getting new apartments. Best is doing amazing. Lucas is getting a new job in Cape Town. He's moving.
A lot of changes, huh?
We actually had shot a podcast. Best, Lucas and Matladi and I.
Mm.
But then guess what happened?
What happened?
Load shedding. So we couldn't...
complete it.
Yeah. So we just said, all right, let's go drink.
And have a great time now.
Yeah. Mm. We did, Sham. Went to Hatfield.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
I guess there'll be a time where they're back again, I guess, when you shit with them.
Yeah, dude.
And
I think
the fact that like Lucas is also coming to catch up.
I was about to say, when Lucas moves, then it should be good. It should be very easy because I basically reside in Cape Town. And I should go home, actually. I miss my dog.
Roby.
Yeah, Nairobi. Boundaries.
Yeah.
Let's go. Hit me.
Okay. I have a question. I think let's start off with talking about maybe a boundary that was difficult to set. Maybe with a friend or a relationship, whatever. I think you should decide which one you want to talk about. But it was a boundary you felt like required to be set. Maybe also share the story behind that boundary and why you wanted to set that boundary.
Bro, I'm going to actually like date back to uni. I'm going to give you like a 2-sentence answer, then you can go. But I had a car in university and it was a boundary of like favors, bro. People call me like, hey, can you please drive me to Mindlin? Hey, can you please? I'm still like, bro, if I didn't have this car, what would you guys be doing? And like these favors, they had no compensation. Like people weren't like, hey, can you drive me? I'll give you 100 rand. You get me? So people, I felt like people didn't respect my time. So I struggled to set the boundary of like people having access to my car, using my petrol, access to me. Yeah. What about you?
As you were speaking of, I was trying to think of one and nothing was coming up because I'm very vocal. Like if I don't like something, you're probably going to know I don't like it. But I struggle with boundaries a lot in relationships. I think that's the one place I struggle with boundaries.
How so?
Yeah. See, I was I said that from a general place. I can't think of a specific boundary.
Also, guys, I'm so sorry. We all watch Kamo now. This is Kamo's podcast boys, definitely, right?
What?
You have a podcast boys going
no,
on
I
right
don't.
Now. Yeah, like, I just feel like boundaries.
No.
I watch your vlogs.
Yeah. I hardly even talk in my vlogs.
Yeah, well, when you do talk, what you're saying?
Anyways.
Boundaries in relationships.
I can't think of one. Okay. This is the easiest one I can think of. I think that, like, and to be honest, what's making me say this is because I thought about it, and only because a friend of mine had spoken to me about it like recently, and I'm like, oh, I've actually experienced this.
Yeah.
So the boundary is about basically control. I feel like a lot of the times in relationships, there's a certain aspect or area of your life that maybe your boyfriend wants to sort of have control over.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how they feel like, you know what, okay, this person respects me as their boyfriend or values my opinion more, or I don't know what it is, but a lot of, like, I think partners I've had have this thing of wanting to have some form of a yes or a no in my life. And it's kind of like, you're forgetting that it's still my life. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, so I always struggle to set that boundary. I struggle to be like, I'm not asking you for permission. This is what I want to do with my life.
Yeah,
you get me? But a lot of the times, I think it's hard to set that boundary because we know that, like, it's probably going to be taken as though you don't value their word, or you don't respect them, or you just don't care what they think or value what they think. And those are the things that they use to determine whether you value them. And it's kind of like, if you want to use that, it's kind of, yeah, I don't know. But that's the boundary I struggle with. Like, I struggle with certain boundaries in a relationship because I don't want you to feel like I don't love you because you're saying no and I'm saying no. That's what I'm going to do regardless. You get me? So, yeah.
Yo.
That's, it went deep quickly. I'm
yeah,
so
no, but
sorry.
No, but speak your truth, bro. I feel
but
like
that's the boundary I struggle with.
Yeah, speak your, I feel like with our generation, we are like a new generation in the sense that, like, back in the old day, like literally 20 years ago, it was very, the man is in control. The woman is, you know, taking care of the family. The man is the provider. And guys want to, you know, have those same, that same mentality with girls now that are literally not just going to be providers in the of the kids and the family. Like, women of today are now industry leaders. Women of today are now entrepreneurs. There's way more, like, opportunities for women. So how can a man expect a woman to continue to live like the olden days, when the olden days were like a bad time? That's when women are being oppressed, you know. So I think a lot of guys have seen how their relationships with their parents are like, and they're trying to implement those same strategies and the same, like,
I don't think it's trying to implement
naturally
it. Yeah,
naturally.
It's like, it's part of your blueprint because this is what you grew up knowing, this is what you know, you grew up around it. So even if you're not trying to do it, it just sort of just happens. Like, it's those subconscious things that show you that this is in your blueprint. It's not literally, you're not choosing to be this person, but it's just what you know because that's what you grew up seeing. So, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and that's where unlearning comes in. Now, like, I think You're right to correct me by saying it's like the guys aren't doing it actively. Mm-mm. But like, that's the point of these podcasts, point of conversations with the Brus, is to see what's kind of right and wrong in this new age, you know?
Yeah, and I think sometimes also just hearing another person's perspective might open up your mind to something.
Hey, like, girlfriends like doing that. Have you seen?
Doing what?
I'm sure you do it. Like, yeah, you definitely do it. Like
when they hear another girl's perspective on something, then they'd be like, yeah.
No, it's like, for example, let's say you and I now, man. Let's say I do something wrong. Let's say I go to a girl and I give her a hug and I pick her up. Mm. Girls would be like, imagine if I was picked up. Like, girls like switching the perspective to help the guy feel understanding.
But then doesn't it work?
It always works.
So what's the problem with it?
No, I'm just saying he has a smart for using the strategy. It's not nice to hear the truth, but it works.
Because I'm so glad. I am so glad you said what you said. Yeah. Because gents have this thing preset in their minds that they can do whatever, but you can't, or the second person can't. Yeah. So they could easily do something, come back and tell you, but it meant nothing. But it's like, why are you doing it then? And then still be like, no, I don't even mean anything. Like, you're deeping something that's nothing.
Yeah.
And then we're like, okay, let's say some guy was
picking me up.
It's still nothing.
Is it still nothing?
Of course, it's fucking something.
You see them jam nothing.
Exactly.
So ladies, keep doing that strategy. I think it'll work very well for you. Yeah, turn the tables.
Guys, if you used to, I'm gonna so much speak about it. Sorry. If you used to watch like my segment called Untouched, there was a part of the segment called Turn Tables.
So you've been doing this.
Doing what?
I'm gonna continue.
Anyways, the point is turn the tables. Yeah. Turn them, and then someone then is forced to be in your shoes. Cause I feel like people struggle seeing another perspective outside of theirs until you force them to wear your shoes.
Yeah.
And that's why I turn the table. And then they're like, okay, I get it and I see it.
It's very important to do that with, I think to do that with all like aspects in your life, bro. Like at work, with your mom and dad, with your siblings, with family, like your exterior family. Yeah, I think it's very important to turn the table because it'll give you perspective, dog. It's literally just gaining perspective.
Literally.
Because we all are the main characters of our lives. And as soon as we make ourselves secondary characters, you'll see how
someone else is affected.
Yeah, and how wrong you could be and how you're assuming someone's life is like yours. Big thing has happened with me and my friends. I started making money first in my friendship group. So in the last year of school, I had more cash flow. In the first year of working, I had more cash flow. Now those boys have cash flow. Sarah's cash flow. Engineers, property expense. But now I had the first amount of cash flow. So I was quick to be like, yo guys, like, let's go out. Let's have fun. Let's do this thing. And they'll be like, nah, bro. And then for me, it's like, yo, my friends don't want to hang out with me. Mm-hmm. My friends don't want to chill with me. I want to see my friends every single weekend. I'm not realizing that these Brus are still students. People have just got new jobs. And they have a certain amount of cash flow. So, yeah, it only clicked when I turned the tables.
Okay, now I see where they're coming from.
Yeah. And and when they set the boundary.
That what?
For what they can and can't do.
Yeah. I think also, nice way to bring it back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think like, sometimes, I feel like sometimes a person doesn't even realize that they have to set a boundary for something specific until things get shaky between themselves and maybe another party.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you have a friendship, you guys get along just fine, and then when it's time for you guys to argue, then mean words are said. But that's like the opportunity to set a boundary.
Yeah.
But you kind of don't even realize that this is where I need to set a boundary. Like, you need to set a boundary of how a person speaks to you or communicates with you, because if you let them do it the first time, they're going to do it again. That's one thing, like, I have learned, is that if someone does something in a particular manner the first time and you don't like it but you don't speak, you have taught them that they can do that to you, or they can step on you like that. So don't think they won't do it again. Yeah. Because if someone ever has an opportunity to step on you, and the fact that they're even doing it means it's someone that feels away from doing such things or being in this type of position. So whenever the opportunity comes to be in that position again, they clearly take it. Because otherwise, we wouldn't even be here.
Facts.
Because then you wouldn't have... Yeah. So, I just think, before I even say set boundaries, let's actually, what would you define a boundary as? I mean, we spoke about what boundaries we have experienced, but let's say there's someone watching and they don't necessarily understand what a boundary is. Do you want to go first? Should I? Like, how do you understand what a boundary is?
You can go first.
Okay. I understand a boundary as maybe you grew up in a certain manner, but how I am, who I am, I don't allow this. Maybe you have experienced other people that allow it, but I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's basically telling someone that you can treat me like this, but you can't treat me like that, because that's just how I am. And I think what makes it hard to set boundaries is wanting to always be accepted by people. Mm. Like, for example, sorry, this thing's the easiest thing that came to mind. If you're in a space and, like, people are snacks to you, right? But then you end up just keeping quiet and just, like, laughing it off. Like, for example, someone is blatantly making fun of you, but you just go... And you might, because you're scared. You're not
setting boundaries.
Exactly, you're not setting boundaries. And you're scared of saying...
You're doing a snap.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're scared of saying, not with me.
That's not how you speak to me.
No, no, no. They can laugh at that type of joke, not me.
Yeah. It's just okay to be like, sorry, we just met. Please don't speak to me like that.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, I don't like that.
Exactly. But then it's always from a, it's also from a place of fear, not to be honest. You're just also very scared of voicing yourself. Maybe also you grew up in a space where you can't voice yourself that much. Yeah. And I think that's the biggest thing that makes it hard for people to set boundaries. Because... Yeah. Yeah, it's literally a fear of not being accepted after setting that particular boundary, and maybe just not knowing how to express that something is making you uncomfortable. But yeah, a boundary is, don't cross this line with me. That's what a boundary is to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is it for you?
Yeah, I think boundaries for me, dude, I think you summed it up beautifully. It's basically what you can and can't do.
Mm.
It's how you can and can't be treated. It's where you can and can't place yourself, you know? And I feel like those people that can't set boundaries, like, it's just people that get stepped on all the time.
Mm.
I went through like many phases of my life, even to this day, where I struggled to set boundaries on, you know, how much I could do for other people.
Mm.
And I've seen with me, like, as soon as you don't set boundaries of how you can be treated, people will step all over you, bro. Like, you will be the person that is abused and used. And it happens to a lot of people in different spaces. And it pulls me to the next question, like, how do you set boundaries in the workspace? Like, that's been my biggest struggle, especially being in a space where nothing is traditional. Everything is, like, happening as I learn.
Yeah.
You know, entrepreneurial space. I'm struggling between the word entrepreneur and self-employed, because apparently you can't say you're an entrepreneur if you work for your money. Apparently you're an entrepreneur once you've got systems that are in place making your money with you, with or without you. But then now you're self-employed when...
No, I think that's people just trying to take away the fact that an entrepreneur is someone that decides to take a risk and makes profit from that risk.
Yeah.
That's it, full stop.
Yeah, because I definitely call myself an entrepreneur.
Because why do you want to complicate the definition of entrepreneur? You're just basically trying to limit the amount of people that can fall under that.
Yeah, because you're trying to be the big dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, my question to you is, how have you handled, I mean, your workplace is not that, like, you don't have that much experience,
because
you've just, what, it's been at school, it's been at your job in Matric, and it's been within your entrepreneurial space, like you, with your events,
because that's
when there's been exterior parties.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, so how do you handle,
I think,
boundaries in the workspace?
I'm going to speak about this one because I was dealing with someone that was older than me. So when I first was working on launching my sandal, which I discontinued, the person that was making it was very, way older than me, like an elderly type, like...
Plus 40.
Yeah, plus 40. And there was a situation where it was like, how do I tell this person to take me serious and stop seeing me as... this child that wants me to do something for them, you know, because in that point in time I am not seeing myself as a child. I'm seeing myself as a potential businesswoman or a potential millionaire or billionaire from this particular product that I'm trying to put in place or have come together. So anybody else that I bring into this project in my eyes is going to be under me, because I'm going to tell you yes or no whether I like this or I don't like it, whether you must make these type of changes or you don't. So there's a level of authority that I already have put upon myself, because I know what I want and I want these people to help me. Otherwise, So point is...
They paid resources.
Exactly.
Resources that are paid for. They should be doing what you need at your disposal.
Exactly.
In an ethical manner from both sides.
Exactly. So basically, I get to tell you yes, I get to tell you no.
And your word is final.
Exactly.
So now how's it like when the person is
exactly.
old?
Exactly.
Is it tough? Yeah,
it's so tricky because they're so quick, this quick. They are...
Sorry.
Is it awkward?
No. As long as you're comfortable.
Yeah, I think it's fine because it keeps...
Cool.
Yeah. So I realized that with adults, they are so quick. Literally blink of an eye type of quick. Speed of light type of quick.
Yeah, yeah.
to find offense from the fact that you're saying, mm-mm, not that, not with me. or I don't like that, or change this in like the in this type of
bad service delivery. You're taking too long.
Yes, exactly. Like,
you're working too slow. We need to work faster.
Exactly. So it's very hard, but I think it's one of those things where okay, I think let me actually give you guys much more like perspective. So I walked in there the one time, and then they had like layered, like put their materials on all the seats, like all the places you can sit while you're waiting, right? Mm. So then when I walked in, they didn't make space for me to sit, right?
Yeah.
So I had to sort of move something and be like, oh, can I sit here? And they're like, oh, yeah, you can sit. Fine, it's okay. I mean, you guys are probably like stock taking. I don't know, whatever it is that you guys are doing. So I didn't deep it. But somebody else walked in a few minutes later, and that person was obviously older than me.
Yeah.
Much more established. They're probably like employed somewhere or work as something big, because this guy recognized him. The minute he was at the door, and he walked in, it was them. Oh no, you can sit here. How are you? And I'm there like, excuse me.
And I know you did your dressing, because I know you're not like addressing things.
I kept quiet for a bit, but I definitely did speak on it.
What did you say?
No, you know what?
Because this is now you setting the boundary of how you should be treated next time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what I did was I first kept quiet and I just watched, because I'm like, maybe I'm delusional. Maybe I'm not seeing what I think I'm seeing. I just watched. I kept quiet and I watched.
Yeah.
Did this guy not stop attending to me and started attending to this person that just walked in? Okay. No, it's fine. I'm still watching. Okay. I'm still quiet and watching. But this person that walked in, luckily, they are very aware and conscious. So they were like, no, she was here first. Help her. What did that do? I went, nice. My turn to speak. And they're like, yeah. Also, when I walked in here, you helped him. You literally offered him a place to sit. You didn't even offer me a place to sit.
Yeah.
And I've been here. The minute he comes in, you let me go. And then, mind you, this person said, no, help her. She's been here. And then they walked out. He said, I'm going to come back now, once you're done.
Yeah.
So the minute he walks out, I start addressing these things. Yeah. Wobble. And then he goes, shh. He basically says, no, like he kind of shuts me off, like, keep quiet. Oh, no, this was before he left, sorry. He kind of wants me to, like, keep quiet, don't speak, because this guy is still here. Did I keep quiet? No. I kept on talking. I kept on saying everything that I had an issue with. You did this, you did that. And then the guy eventually walks away, and then he calls me out. He goes, no, you're still a child. And then I'm like, that's the problem. There is our problem.
And right, let me tell you something, now. Like, would you consider Kylie Jenner a child? No. Because she's established and she's how old? 22.
Exactly.
Would you consider a lot of industry leaders children that are 20 to 24?
No.
No, because they're established.
Exactly.
So you can't say someone that is based on the... You can't base someone as a child based off of their age.
Exactly.
Because if I was 22, I walked on the bodyguard security at Gucci or whatever impresses that man, I would have been taken seriously.
You know,
no matter
what
my age is.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not about him. It's not about you being a child. It's about you being a young black woman. Full stop.
No, but he said, no, you're a child. You're still going to learn these things. And I was there like, he's like, no, you see, you're trying to build your own business. You're going to learn these things. And in my head, I'm like, what? Learn treating customers unfairly based off of how I see them. Based off of, okay, I think this person is more established than this person. But it was at that point that I realized that I had to make him realize that you can't treat me differently to other people, especially if I'm supporting you. I'm literally bringing money to your business. I'm not saying I can shut down your business, no, but I am a customer. I'm a client. I'm someone you should be treating right because I am bringing business to your, like, whatever, your establishment. So, which is the same thing the other person is doing, but you shouldn't treat them differently just because of you think that this person is as an adult, so they... So respect is due to them, but
it's
because
not about
I'm a
being
child.
An adult. That's my point. It's not about being an adult.
So yeah, but the
it's
point
because
is
of how much business you're bringing towards him, and because you're a young lady,
probably
who he sees as someone hustling.
True. So yeah, that was literally a place where I had to set a boundary, and obviously it wasn't easy, but I did. I spoke up. I said what I had to say, and in that moment, I was willing to let that relationship die because why am I working with someone that doesn't respect me when other people are around? That's just dumb.
Which is so important, bro. Like, I was watching a podcast, and this guy was speaking about relationship management within the workplace, outside of how the person treats you when you're working. Like, how is this person when I ask them for not a favor? How is this person when I ask them, like, you know, how are you? How's the family? Like, small things like that. How do they treat me as a person?
Because
now, for example, you're seeing this person can't treat me on a humane level. You get me? Based off of how much money you bring into them. So now how can you decide to bold with this person? No. This person's not trustworthy.
At all.
You don't know what they're
He showed you that they value... He does not treat people evenly or equally. he decides who deserves better treatment, who deserves respect, and
and it's all monetary. But I think it's all monetary.
Mm. But okay, yeah. So let's say someone has a boundary to set. Okay, what would you say are the steps to go about setting a boundary? For example, maybe think of a boundary that you've set with someone and the thought process that you went through, and also just doing it.
I think the best way, because the thing is that setting a boundary, it's all about confidence, right? Mm. Like people struggle to set the boundary due to confidence. So I think consider what will happen.
If you do it.
If you don't set the boundary.
Okay.
Yeah. Fair. Because like, for example, put it in a workplace, put in a relationship and a friendship. If you don't set the boundary, will you be comfortable with that burden of, you know, the consequence? And how will that affect the long-term relationship of you and the employee or the employer or the friend or the girlfriend or the boyfriend?
Mm.
You get me? So think about that consequence and then decide if you can set the boundary or not. 9 times out of 10, when you realize that, yay, if I actually always borrow this person money and they're going to come to me every week, it's going to affect my cash flow. Mm. It's going to affect my relationship with them. They're not going to pay me back on time. I'm going to be mad at them. I actually really enjoy this friendship. Mm. Is it worth you borrowing them money? You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
If your girlfriend is always... Well, I don't know what do girlfriends do. If your girlfriend is always like rude to you, or like always like, I don't know, talking to guys in a sexual manner and you don't like it, think about, is it okay for me to be the cool boyfriend? Like, how's it going to affect me in the next 6 months, seven months, 8 months, you know?
Mm.
How am I going to feel when I go to the mall and some guy is picking up my girlfriend and she's a pancake on Twitter? Type beats. That's a very silly example, but it's like,
but it makes sense.
Those are the types of things you should be considering.
Mm.
So think about the consequence and then from there, act on it. If you're cool with that consequence, my man, that's not a boundary for you. That's okay for you. That's who you are. If you're not cool with it, then you should definitely consider like setting the boundary. And just be very clear. A lot of the time it's hard to set boundaries because we're scared of how the person's going to respond and how it's going to affect the long-term relationship. But sometimes you just have to put a decent enough why. And if you don't put a why, you speaking up most of the time is enough. Because I've seen people that get stepped on, and I'm sure many of you guys watching get stepped on. If someone had to say they can't do a certain thing, you wouldn't get mad. You'd understand.
Yeah.
So think about how understanding you are and how other people should be understanding to what you need to happen in your life and how you should be treated.
Mm.
So think, okay, cool. I'm understanding. This person should be understanding too that I can't do this thing.
Mm.
And if they can't be understanding, should they be in your life?
Exactly.
Yeah. If it's your boss, dog, sometimes your boss will understand.
Mm.
No. Like, it's certain things. Like, with certain things, your employer will not understand. And you need to now think about, you know, who is rudely, truly in the... Because some people are going to be like, my boss is always making me work. I'm working all the time. I've got so much workload.
No, but you're supposed to work. That's not...
You see what I'm saying? In those instances.
Okay.
Then it's like, oh, let me set the boundary. No, boss, I don't work after 4 p.m.
No, okay, that's a big...
You get
like,
me?
Yeah.
But if it's like, if your boss is treating you unfairly, if your boss is rude to you, there's, you know, there's... Then you should definitely set the boundary. Make it very clear how you should be spoken to.
Mm.
You know, if your boss is swearing, you should explain to them, yo, I don't appreciate swear words in the workplace.
Mm.
If you're struggling, there's unions, there's other people, there's management, there's HR. So those ones definitely, you know, speak up. Mm. But I'm talking about like, because I've seen people complain about the employers based off of work ethic, bro.
Okay, no, that's, yeah.
Yeah, that's silly.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I should always give context before I make a statement. Mm. Whoa. Yeah.
Because people like me are going to be like,
what? No.
Stop.
Literally. Yeah. Okay. You're very raw. Yeah. So you were speaking earlier about setting the boundary, you know, in your relationships about, you know, how much your boyfriend has control over your life.
Mm.
You're saying that like in the past, your current and past boyfriends, actually you said your past boyfriend are very controlling. Were very controlling.
Mm.
So how did you then set the boundary? Or if you didn't, you want to speak about how you didn't set the boundary?
I didn't.
You didn't. Mm.
But where are they now? Not in my life.
Yeah.
I think one thing you should realize is that if there's discomfort in a place, if the discomfort doesn't grow, the distance between you and that person grows because you're feeling a certain way but you can't express it. So how your whole being wants to express it, but you're not expressing it. So how is it going to express it? It's going to express it by pulling away from that thing that brings those type of emotions. So somehow you're going to find yourself, you're no longer like seeing this person the same way. The attraction is dying down. But really, it's not because you've stopped being attracted to this person. It's just they're just things now that are making you feel like this is not an environment that's good for you.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm making sense.
You're making sense. It's like you're going to start resenting your partner if you don't communicate exactly. And speak up about the things that upset you.
Exactly.
Like, for example, you're used to your partner always leaving his toothbrush the wrong way around.
Mm.
But not because yesterday he was being a complete asshole and the last week and the previous week and the previous week and the previous week. That toothbrush being the wrong way,
yeah,
it's like he just cheated on you, bro. It's going to infuriate you.
Exactly.
You understand?
And that's because there are other things in the background that are actually making you mad. Yeah. But you're not speaking on them.
That's why I'm such a big fan of communication relationships. Mm. Like, I literally tell my girl all the time, like, bro, if you don't tell me how you're feeling, you're going to be mad and you're going to have this attitude and we can resolve this thing very fast.
Mm.
You get me? But sometimes you must understand that your partner doesn't want to speak about certain things in the current moment. So maybe is it better for you to detach yourself, to create distance, or maybe you should make them more comfortable to speak also, just to make that.
What do you think?
Yeah, you have to know your partner. For example, I want space sometimes.
Okay.
You get me? Sometimes I want space. Sometimes it's not about how comfortable making me feel. Sometimes like my partner is just, and it's like, dude, give me some space. Back away. Like, go away. You get me? Yeah, type beat. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, but sometimes I'm just like, yeah, okay, assure me, make me feel good. Okay, let me talk. Okay, this is how I really feel.
Yeah.
You get me? Because yeah. Sometimes I'm still thinking about how
you're feeling.
I'm feeling.
Okay. Which is
why it's also good to set the boundary with relationships as like, your boundaries of communication.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's boundaries in the way you communicate.
True.
Like yeah?
No, let's say. You're speaking. Speak, you're speaking.
Like, my boundaries in a relationship, like, I've got rules. Like, number one, when you start raising your voice at me, I'm going to ask you, why are you raising your voice at me? Jens, do this to your girlfriend. If your girlfriend is wiling out, just be like, is that how you speak to your boyfriend?
I'm so dead.
Or is that how you like for me to speak to you? And then you just curse him. When your girlfriend's like,
it would work.
Like, is that how you speak to your boyfriend? Or is that how you like for us to conduct this conversation?
Yeah.
Bring them back to realization because sometimes they leave. And also same with the ladies.
Yeah.
When your boyfriend starts acting like a big macho man, oh, blah, you know, guys like punching stuff.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, bro, is that how you speak to your girlfriend, your flower, your lady?
Yeah.
You get me? And then put them in correction very fast. Set that boundary.
Yeah.
My fellow brother or sister.
And sometimes setting the boundary is good for the both of you guys because maybe then you even open up the eyes of this person to the fact that, okay, maybe I actually do get aggressive when I'm angry. Maybe I need to start watching that. Or maybe I do get a bit too much when I get mad. I need to start watching that because, to be honest, you don't experience yourself. So we can't even expect you to be perfect. You don't see yourself act out. Like, sometimes you don't see yourself, like, be
main character syndrome.
But to be honest, I feel like everyone has that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because everyone's a main character in their own life. Yeah. So, like, for example, the way they're behaving, that's how I am.
Yeah.
How can I be wrong?
Yeah.
I'm meant to be. Punch.
But, yeah, the point is, everyone has a movie, and in that movie, they're the main character.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you are seeing your life, everybody else, from a perspective of you. So now other people are the ones that experience you. So then other people can easily pick up that, okay, you get a bit too, like you called
rau-rau.
Yeah, hey. You get it too, a little bit too rau-rau in these type of situations.
Excuse me.
Maybe be wary or watch of that. Be watchful of that type of behavior. Or maybe you get too drunk when you go out. Watch that. You get me? You might not be seeing it like that. You might be seeing it, oh no, I'm out having a great time.
What a bore.
Exactly.
Why are you making us carry you and stuff?
Well, exactly. Boring. Well, someone else is just there like, this is tiring for me. I don't like this experience. That's also a boundary. Yeah. Even also, I know a lot of you go out. You can set boundaries when you're going out too.
Yeah.
Like, if someone is always that friend that's getting drunk, call her out.
Yeah.
Tell her, babes, we can't go out every day and we're picking you up.
We've got brands, dude.
Exactly. Or we can't go out every day and you're the one puking on the couches every time.
Fun,
yeah. Next time, wasala.
It's not daycare. It's not night care.
Yeah. Also, don't be that immature that every time you must get drunk.
But
by the way, I also am speaking to myself because I kind of do get lit.
Nah, you know, you're cool.
Yeah, I know. But cool,
also,
but like,
don't like, I wanted to say, so you just said it now. So I don't want to forget.
Mm.
Don't say it the way we're saying it, bro. Like, sometimes it's your friend. Be like, hey, man, what's going on? Like, I've been seeing, you know, you've been drinking more alcohol for the past 5 days. Let me check on you. What's going on? You get me?
Mm.
So also be a decent friend, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Cover snacks. I want to speak about boundaries within thyself.
Let's get into it.
I feel like
that's exciting.
As like a, you know, as a human being, we struggle with boundaries within how we spend money, boundaries about who we let into our lives, boundaries on how we basically excel in life and how we have the next day and like what do we do, like career paths and just excelling in life. So let's touch on boundaries and the career paths. And I just want to say something first before I ask you. I've seen within that, man, you need to be very careful whose opinion matters to you when you are paving your career. And let me elaborate. A lot of the times in my personal life, in my personal capacity, I've been told, starting that is silly. Don't be a YouTuber. Podcasting, you speak too fast. I don't think you'll be able to get it. Reality show, do you even watch reality? Speed dating show, that's not your original idea. You shouldn't do that. All of those things have made me who I am today. You get me? And it only worked out because I didn't listen to certain people. Because I had set boundaries of whose opinion I respect and whose opinion I don't respect. And on that, setting those boundaries, outside of setting those boundaries of the opinions and stuff, you need to be very careful on how you receive someone saying something is a bad idea, even within that close circle. Even someone that is in a much higher level than you in the same career path. We think differently. We have different careers and different paths and different journeys to be going. So now if I listen to, for the sake of examples, who's a bigger YouTuber than me? Who's a bigger content creator than me?
Use me.
Kamo, for example. If Kamo goes, that idea, I don't think you should do that. Like, I don't think it's going to work out. It won't work out because of A, B, C, D, E, F, G. If I listen to Kamo, I'm going to follow Kamo's path. And I'm going to become where Kamo is. And I'm kept to Kamo's positioning.
Yes, exactly.
But if I say, okay, cool. You're saying A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Thank you for those potential, you know, setbacks in me implementing that idea. Let me think about A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And let me bring in, you know, different things which will make it work. Let me bring in more pros. Let me bring in better structures, better systems. Let me put, let me do more risks. That is how, you know, you excel in life. So, yeah, I just wanted to put the, you know, introduce the conversation of boundaries within, like, within the opinions of those around you when it comes to your career, whether it be entrepreneurship, whether it be your 9-to-5, whether it be corporate, whether it be anything.
Yeah. I also think, like, just to bring back like the boundaries with people going out, I feel like even with yourself, like if you know, for example, like you're lightweight like me, have boundaries in terms of like how lit you get, for example. You know, set boundaries for yourself, or okay, I'm gonna drink 3 glasses, or okay, at this time I'm leaving, you know, and like follow those things, you know. So, or sometimes, yeah, sometimes it's just boundaries that will also protect yourself, like, or like telling yourself that I'm never going to go out at night alone. You know, that's a boundary you're setting for yourself to keep yourself safe, for example. So, yeah, I think, I don't know which other boundaries for myself that I can, like, think of that I have, like, experienced in particular.
Yeah, but I can remember I asked you about the boundaries within yourself in terms of the career path. I introduced
In terms of a career path.
Yeah, and I just introduced a new, like, segment, and then you went back.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I thought I... Damn.
I just introduced, like, I'm talking about now. Like, I wanted to speak on the...
Yeah. Thing is, I feel like when you brought it to me, you didn't necessarily, like, tell me, like, you didn't ask me a question.
No, I was saying, let me speak about it first. Let me build it. And then from there, like, how do you navigate boundaries within your career path? In terms of what you can and can't do. In terms of whose opinions you value. Like, how do you do it?
I didn't get it.
Yeah.
I get it now. Sorry. Okay. Yeah. How I do it. Oh, I don't, sometimes I just don't ask a person.
Yeah.
To be honest, a lot of the time I just don't ask people, because people don't know what you know or see what you're seeing or view life how you're viewing it. For example, I'm just going to use trading, for example, right? There are people that make money from trading, right? But majority of the people that you ask about trading, they'll tell you, dude, don't do that. You're going to lose your money, right? But then if you have a vision, also, let me just put it like this. Your vision, your dream, your whatever it is that you want for yourself, you are seeing it. And the only reason why you are seeing it is because you know that it's possible, because it's meant for you.
Yeah.
If you look, give it to someone else, like you said, you're capping yourself to how they view things, because they're answering your question based off of their perspective. They're answering your question based off of their fears. You might be asking a person, what do you think about this type of design for this type of thing? This person has never even done these things, or maybe does not even like them. When they're going to tell you, nah, I don't think it's a good idea. That's because they're not into it, but you are. So you're asking people, and it's not even helping you. So for me, how I never get it, to be honest, I just do.
Yeah, I asked you that because I've seen, like, with her, she doesn't give a damn about how we've done things. You get me? Mm. For example, we're in the same space now. She's influencing. I'm an influencer, digital space. They're like, dog, you know, let me put you on. She's like, no, I'll let me try myself and then I'll get it right. So she limits the experience of others.
Before she
acts when she wants to.
Yeah, or the influence of others.
Yeah, because it's a simple thing like a media kit. I was like, yo, ask your sister to send you her media kit and then get two others and check what you do. She's like, no, I want to do it the way I think of it. I'm like, okay, cool. Do it the way you think is right. But then please come back and ask me if you did it correctly. Yeah.
To be honest, the reason why I do that is because I realize that, I'm so sorry to say that, but a lot of us are just sheep in life. We're just following whatever's happening around us. Someone else is doing it, we're going to do it too because it's working. I don't like that. I don't like that for myself. So I'd rather fail from doing it alone the first time or on my own. And then when I see that, okay, and here I need help. And then I will step out and be like, hey, maybe I need help with this, that. When you give me feedback, I'm not going to take your feedback, copy, paste, now it's for me. No. I mean to take your feedback and implement it in what I had already structured when I started, because that's still my original. Therefore, It limits how sheepy I am.
Yeah, but you like advice to you too. Like, there's also like, how do I say it? You sometimes your cup shouldn't be too full.
So do you think my cup is full when I don't want to be a sheep?
No, I understand you're not wanting to be a sheep, but sometimes your cup is too full, and it's not about being a sheep. Your cup is too full. When your cup is in actual fact empty.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe enlighten me.
No, I don't want to enlighten you.
No, I'd like you to enlighten myself and them.
No, I'm just saying. Please. I'm just saying sometimes, like, you'll be like, I can't think of a specific thing.
Okay.
I just know you. I've had so many experiences with you.
Okay.
Sometimes, and I'm the same way.
Okay.
And I've been trying to unlearn it, and I think I am unlearning it. I'll be even like, you actually know these things. I should listen to you.
Okay.
You get me? Sometimes you're very passionate about, you know, doing it yourself and learning yourself, but when advice or experience can come past you, instead of receiving it, putting it here, and seeing whether you want to implement it or not, it's a quick no.
I hear you.
So my advice to you and the people listening is that, yes, be powerful in the fact that we're not going to be sheep. We're going to be lions. And
we're going to be industry leaders.
We're going to be industry leaders, you know. Very powerful. Let's go for that. But at the same time, someone's journey can contribute towards yours. Mm-hmm. And it can fast track you being a sheep, you being a lion or industry leader. But also you must just, you know, find ways to evaluate, you know, how much you take in. Because it's research, bro. Like, as much as you're saying, you know, don't be a sheep, or some things need information, some things need experience, some things need knowledge.
I get that.
So have that mentality, you know, be different, be a maverick, that's the word. Be a maverick, but at the same time, be willing to receive an information. Yeah. So be a maverick. Hashtag Logan Paul.
Okay.
Yeah.
This guy said, I want to give you constructive criticism right here, right now.
Yeah.
Per, which, you know, you should also appreciate friends like that. Because then, like I said, you don't experience yourself. So he experiences me. And for me, what I might be seeing as
being a maverick.
Yeah, might be my cup is too full.
Wow. Nice. Yeah, she received that. You know, how did it get to her? Anyway. I think we've touched on a whole bunch of boundaries, man. I don't know. We can maybe touch on one more category.
I think
boundaries in terms of money. I think it would be nice to end it off.
Okay.
Yeah. Unless you have any ideas.
I don't know. I just feel like, I think for me it would be what are they taking from the podcast? I mean, obviously we spoke about the importance of setting a boundary and what could happen when you don't. But what are they actually taking? Obviously, it would be nice for them to take something like how to and learn maybe the fear of it, or I don't know. Maybe that's not something that.
No, Shimon, definitely. We've talked to them. We spoke to them about, like, you know, you said, like, how would you set a boundary in the workspace or in life? And we spoke about the fact that, like, you know, it's very important for you to think about the consequence of not setting the boundary.
Mm.
You know, I think we touched on, like, you know, that advice. But we can definitely end off with, like, advice.
What about family? Because I think family is also very hard.
Yeah, family is tricky, bro. I mean, it shares the same sentiments as what we spoke about before.
It does.
But boundaries with families are so hard because, dude, like, no matter what you are, you always be your parents' child. You get me? Even if you're 30 or 32, you're always your parents' child because they've walked on this life thing longer than you.
Mm.
So I think with boundaries with family, especially focusing on parents, I think it's very important to learn how to set boundaries in a very respectful manner or things. The way I set boundaries are very toxic. Like, I just distance myself.
Okay. I do the same, but I think with people that you can't necessarily distance yourself with, I think explain to them why you feel the way you feel.
Respectfully.
Yeah. Like, honestly, sometimes you just have to forget that this person is your parent or this person is whatever.
Oh, don't forget they're your parents.
No. Like, in the sense, Yahore, don't now decide that you're not going to speak or tell them how you feel just because this is your parent.
Yeah.
Like, literally, sometimes your parents don't even know that you're going through something because of them. Yeah. If anything, they see you as this ungrateful little child that doesn't
Yeah.
But they don't see that, no.
Keep going.
They don't see that, no. I'm a child that's... I'm a child that's actually experiencing something specific from you. But you just don't know that you are affecting me like that.
Yeah.
So I think... Yeah, I think let me say this. Always be open to setting a boundary, because anybody that loves you, anybody that values you, anybody that respects you will appreciate the fact that you decided to set a boundary instead of distance yourself, or will appreciate the fact that you told them that this thing is hurting you and they don't want to hurt you anymore.
Yeah.
Hence, they will be like, okay, no, I'm actually glad you told me about this boundary. But anybody that gets mad when you set a boundary shouldn't be in your life.
Yeah, and like
for whatever reason.
Yeah. And to end off, now, setting boundaries with parents, sometimes I've seen what's very powerful is explaining to them that you understand the consequence of your action, especially when it comes to like career paths. Parents like, no, you know, you should do this to this. Like, no, I want to do this. And they're gonna say, that's no money. That's like, yo, you must say, I'm willing for myself to not have, you know, a crazy income for the next 5 years in me pursuing this. And if this thing fails, I will then try what you're recommending. You get me? Or okay, cool, I've studied accounting. Do I do my master's in this or this or this or this? Explain to them, okay, cool, I'm going to try this. If I fail, I will then bear the consequence of failing. But then, and I will then attempt what you consider to be right. So just explain to them that you're willing to take on the consequence of the action, of the boundary.
And can I just quickly speak on something before we close? Another thing about boundaries, I was once in a situation where I think I needed to set boundaries with my friends, but I chose not to set a boundary, and I chose to actually just walk away. And I feel like that's okay sometimes. Sometimes people don't deserve you setting boundaries. People don't deserve you calling them out for their behavior. Sometimes you should choose yourself. So don't be scared to be alone or end up alone, because if I set a boundary with this girl, she's going to stop being my friend. And if she stops being my friend, then I stop being part of the cool crew, because then she's going to like kick me out of the squad. Your life is yours. Your journey is yours alone. Don't be too quick to fall into a group or a space, especially when they don't even treat you well or it's not even good for you. I know that like life is hard. Life is completely hard, and life is so much better with people. But sometimes your growth is where there isn't people. So never be scared to choose you. Choose you. And you never know where that's going to take you. Even if setting a boundary means this person walks out of your life, they were meant to leave. You were just delaying when they're leaving at your feelings expense or at your comfort's expense. So rather set it. If they don't respect it, they're out of your life quick, fast, instead of you having to deal with that disrespect over and over and over for a longer period until something else makes them leave. So, yeah, set boundaries.
Yeah, no, that's a beautiful way to turn it off. If you guys enjoyed this podcast, please give us 5 stars on Spotify and other streaming platforms. If you do not enjoy the podcast, I'm so sorry. Comment down below what you want to hear. Guys, you guys know me. I do everything. We've got vlogs coming out every single week. We've got a whole new channel called Undiscovered with Malome. Check that out.
Discover it.
We've got channel memberships, which we really appreciate. And we will be doing a whole lot more. So please like, share, subscribe, do all that good stuff. And most importantly, for today's episode, put your post notifications on so you're notified every single time I drop a new video.
Don't forget to comment consulting.
Well, if you want that. Yeah. Ray-Bans and catamarans.